A major seven-year study has been launched in the UK to investigate the link between biodiversity and the services that nature provides, such as food, clean air, water and flood protection. Planet Earth podcast presenter Richard Hollingham went to meet the leader of the project, David Raffaelli, from the University of York at Black Toft Sands Nature Reserve on the banks of the River Humber in South Yorkshire. The reserve is home to a herd of wild conic ponies, as well as a multitude of bird species. Looking out from a bird hide across the marshes, Dave explained about the benefits of biodiversity.
If you look out at the area we're looking at the moment, you can see it's dominated mostly by reeds. These have many, many functions in the natural environment that people don't really appreciate. Traditionally, they were used for thatching, for making roofs and so on, but they have many other really interesting functions. They provide a kind of soft engineering for storm surges and for wave action and so on, which means we don't have to build solid seawalls, so they take the energy out of the waves. They also filter water before it goes from agricultural land into the rivers and strip out all the nitrates and so on. So they have a purification function, they have a storm defence function, as well as providing lots of biodiversity for us as well.
And these sorts of functions, they're termed ecosystem services, and that's what your project is investigating and looking at. It's a rather ugly word, but I suppose it describes what it does.
Yes, I think the best way to think about them is that nature provides lots of benefits for us, and this is one of several habitats we're looking at in the United Kingdom. So we're looking at coastal marshes like these, we're looking at upland rivers, we're looking at lowland farms, and we're looking at urban areas as well down south in England, and we hope to extend that to many other kinds of habitats. And each of these habitats has lots of biodiversity, which provides those kinds of benefits for us. Food production from agricultural land. In an area like this, there's lots of recreation provided for us as well as climate regulation in forests and so on. And what we're trying to do is find out how much of that biodiversity you really need to sustain those benefits in a changing world.
So are you trying to quantify this, to put numbers on this, to say, right, we need this many reeds to stop the flooding here, or we need this diversity of plants and insects?
That's right. And unless we quantify those, then they won't be valued properly in decision-making. So many of these so-called benefits from the landscape, these ecosystem services, they don't actually have monetary value attached to them because we can't trade them. But actually, if we didn't have them, then we would have problems of flooding, they would have problems of associated with climate change, carbon sequestration and so on. And we're trying to put numbers on those so that when we need to make decisions about the way we manage our landscapes in the UK, we can do that on a properly informed basis.
And so when we peer out through this slit across the water in front of us, is almost like a pond. It's so still today. There's no wind at all. Then there's the reeds, and then there's a butterfly just flitting past. There's the pony in the distance, and then the river, and then into a sort of haze of the hill and trees. You put numbers and say, right, we need that, and that'll mean we get this amount of benefit from that.
That's right. So the kind of trade-offs that people like the Environment Agency, for instance, have to make on a daily basis, but we all do in society, is what should we do about whether we want to build sea defences to stop flooding or river defences to stop flooding? And one of the decisions we might want to make is not to invest huge amounts of money into those sea defences, but maybe to purchase adjacent agricultural land, which also has monetary value, in order to let that land accommodate the flood rather than trying to stop it and then pushing the water further downstream. So that's why we're trying to put the numbers on these benefits, so that people can have a common currency, if you like. It doesn't have to be money, it can be anything, but a common currency to provide a rational basis for actually making those kinds of decisions.
Now, I'm just watching that pony over there, swishing its tail, swishing the flies away, grazing on the marsh. I guess it's grazing on some sort of some grass or sedge or something over there. How do you put a number on the benefit of that grazing, or benefit or otherwise, of that?
Well, that's what this project is really all about. What we want to know is, and that's a very good example for this conic pony, is how many conic ponies do you need to change the vegetation in such a way and keep it in a particular condition that it's the best possible condition to stop flooding? Because although it all looks like reed here, there's many, many species. And the central question is, how many species of these reeds and sedges do you actually need in order to provide that benefit of flood regulation or water purification for us? And, of course, the conic pony is one of the moderators of that biodiversity, because by feeding selectively, they can increase the diversity or decrease it. So that's a very good example of why biodiversity is important in these questions.
And you can hear more in the Planet Earth podcast, which is available via our website at nakedscientists.com/planetearth.